Well, on the line is a woman who was absolutely, and joining us from our Cork studio is a woman who was absolutely glued to the telly last night. Joan Healy, Phil's big sister. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you. What was it like? Were you, I mean, it must have been harder to watch in a way.
It's so much harder. Like I've been an athlete myself, and I've been at many of those champs competing. And do you know what? It's far easier being the athlete. Being a spectator last night, oh my God, I was at the edge of my seat. I was on nerves really all day. I had a sick feeling in my stomach because we knew what was possible. I know how hard these girls have worked, and this hasn't been an overnight success. You know, these girls have been working so hard for so many years. But we all knew that there was a chance last night, so it was just so exciting, and it was just a brilliant sight to see.
Now, your parents were actually in the stadium.
Yeah.
My God, the pressure on them, it must have been heart attack territory.
It was amazing. Yeah, I spoke to my mom straight after the race, and she was hysterical. But it was an amazing thing for them to see, because you know they've been with us since we started athletics when we were 10 and 11, and they've been traveling to championships with us all these years, and to finally see, you know, the girls, and for Phil to finally get her medal at this stage in her career was just so amazing.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Des was talking about, you know, the coaches, and we've heard from the clubs as well, but it's also the parents, it's also those drives to meets all around the place, it's the early starts, it's the commitment through thick and thin that goes on for years, because you're a family of runners.
We're a family of runners, and you know, we're down here in Cork, and you know, we don't have as many facilities as some parts around the country, and we've had to travel, you know, up and down to Dublin quite a bit, and travelling abroad a lot, but they've been with us every step of the way, and they've been supporting us, and they've been at every race, every championship, and you know, either of us, and especially Phil, wouldn't be here without them.
Well, that's a lovely tribute to your parents, and I hope they really did enjoy last night, and hopefully there's even more and better to come. Joan Healy, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
You.
Take care.